I made my first homemade newspaper at 8 years old, and I was always interested in what was going on with everybody. And it was just a natural thing that happened. And right out of high school, I got a job at WPDH, WCZX, and WEOK, and I was on the radio for them. And I also worked in the newsroom. And so that was like a taste of radio news. And I was there for quite a few years and interviewed a lot of people through election night, all kinds of things. And that was a great time. And I've always just been interested in the human animal. And I think that we're endlessly fascinating. And so after that, I worked at the Millbrook Roundtable, which is now defunct. Unfortunately, it was with Taconic Press, which was in Millbrook. And I was a reporter there, and I worked my way up to managing editor. And my first story there was, unfortunately, the death of a horse. Got into a car accident. A car hit the horse. And that was my first kind of real news story that I wrote for the Millbrook Roundtable. And I was there through 9/11. And when 9/11 happened, we lost a lot of people in the community, a lot of firefighters, a lot of parents of kids, and et cetera like that. And I was still young in my early 20s, and I decided that I should see the country and get out of Dodge. And so I got in my car and I just started driving, and I went cross country for a year and a half. And I was homeless a lot of the time, and I had a lot of great adventures, and I had a lot of close calls. It was 100% a good experience. I got very fortunate. And then I came back to go to Stony Brook University in 2003. And yeah, things went from there.
And you ended up being working for the Schwankuk Journal and eventually becoming the publisher for Schwankuk Journal. How long were you at the Journal?
Yeah, so I had been doing the radio news at Capital Broadcasting and Audible. And that was like a fixed 4-year contract. And so the 4-year contract ended in like late 2006. And I was looking on Craigslist and I saw this ad for publisher of the Schwankuk Journal, which I'd never heard of the publication. And I called and I had a really long discussion with Alex Schiffer, you know, who's the owner. And we had a great talk. And so I came in and interviewed, and that was that.
Having this career in journalism, what motivated you to have this transition into governmental communications role? And how do you think you anticipate your background in journalism and community outreach will influence your approach in this new position as the assistant deputy county executive?
I've been at the SJ for 7 years, and I co-founded The Wire in 2020. And so that's a long time. And I was there for a good amount of time, and I love the communities. And I was just doing the business and meeting the people and shaking the hands and kissing the babies and making good articles happen and all the things that go along with it. And honestly, I didn't really think about pursuing another role anywhere. And it was out of the blue that our Ulster County executive, Jen Metzger, gave me a ring one Sunday evening, and she offered me the position. And she just thought I would fit in really well and do a great job. And I decided to take the plunge because of the several factors. I have to say a lot of it was financial, and just I have a pension now, which is amazing to me. I really always thought that I would work until I died. And now I have a vision plan. I have a dental plan. Like, I have all these things, which you get as a county employee. And of course, I really had and have a lot of respect for Jen. And I just think that she's an incredible person. And it's, if you were to conceive of a quote politician who was actually like a good person and really wanted to do well. And I know that sounds like really cliche, but she is. She's like the real deal. And the more that I'm here in the office at the county executives, I just really realize that she's amazing. And I just have increasing respect for her all the time. Now, what's great is that I do bring a lot to the team in that having a background in local journalism, I can't imagine doing this job if I didn't have that. Number one, I already know about most of the issues that people are dealing with. I know all of the news stories that have come out about all of the things that it's really so much issues and initiatives and programs and grants and great people in the community and organizations and businesses. And It's just like this incredible mix. And I really had this incredible foundation and knowledge of all of these items and all of these topics. And so I'm coming into it also with a journalist's eye and a journalist's mind, so that I'm asking the right questions, and I'm really bolstering our team so that we know what to expect when we get press inquiries, which we get all the time. And most of the time they are on like topics that I have at least some knowledge about, but sometimes not. And I have to learn about all of these new things and everything. Thank goodness that I have the foundation that I have, and that I also know all kinds of key people in all the municipalities that we used to cover and that I used to cover. And so it's been a really great transition. And every day my knowledge base is like growing exponentially. Like I leave work and my head is just like buzzing every day with knowledge.
So this sort of leads into my next question. You had this experience as a journalist in contacting other communication directors and other PR people. So how do you see your role influencing the relationship between Ulster County's government and local media outlets? Are there any kind of specific strategies you're considering to ensure that there's transparency and there's a foster productive relationship?
It's interesting. I've really gotten the whole range of reactions. Like some people are very happy for me. Some local journalists that I worked with are very happy for me. And some were like, you went to the dark side. And there's an adversarial relationship in a way between the press and politicians. And as well, there should be, because many politicians are not interested in transparency. And I am, and all journalists are. That's the name of the game. We want our local government to be transparent. That's the ideal. If you're not doing anything wrong, you don't care who knows about it. And some local journals, one publication, like the headline was that I went to the dark side. But, you know, for the people who knew me, who know me and know, you know, my struggles and everything, like they're happy for me. So I do get it though. I absolutely get it. And journalists will always be suspicious of government and politicians, and I will always be suspicious of government and politicians. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to just always question authority. I, across the board, treat everyone with the utmost kindness and grace, because that's how I want to be treated. Even if somebody is short with me or they don't like my answer to the question or whatever it is, I'm still going to respond with kindness because that's who I am.
Now that you're stepping into this role, you have any sort of immediate goals and priorities? I know you're still new to the job. I'm sure you're still absorbing everything that's going on. Do you have any sort of immediate goals or priorities for really boosting up the communications and the community outreach in Ulster County?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it is going to take me a little bit to get up to speed and really absorb everything. And it is a nonstop. I have to say, before I took this position, I feel like it's easy to say, oh, government workers, they're just sitting on their butt all day doing nothing. It's easy to say that. But now that I'm in the position, I have to tell you that there's constantly like people asking about things. There's constantly like social media posts and press releases that have to be written. It is so nonstop, and it's every kind of topic, every kind of municipality, this person from here, this business person, everybody wants to know things. But as I get up to speed with everything and also get acclimated to all the technology and all the ways that we communicate in-house and the bureaucratic procedures for everything, that was something to get used to, let me tell you. But I do have a lot of plans for actively really engaging with the community. I really want to get out there. I'm starting next week to get out there and start meeting all the department heads of the county, and so I can really understand what they do better. And then I want to highlight some of those people, and I want to highlight residents, and I want to maybe even do videos. And I have a lot of ideas for hopefully that I can start implementing like this summer. I'm going to events with Jen. I'm taking pictures. I'm like meeting a lot of the people. And then maybe I'm like So Jen is great because she really like knows what she wants to say, and she writes a lot of her own things. Like, I'm not putting words in her mouth. Like, she writes a lot of what she's going to say, but I will research whatever it is that we're going to. We went to an EMS event, and I researched just some. So she had some talking points. Participation has like decreased by 44% in the last 5 years. So just so she has some data to kind of intersperse with her genuine feelings.
Emily, before we go, you spoke about in the press release that about your commitment to the public's right to know and the importance of engaging with the community. Looking ahead, what approaches do you envision introducing to, you mentioned some of them, digital, video, and social media, different ways to engage the different segments of Ulster County, since it is such a diverse community. How would you sort of engage them more effectively?
I think that the key is just, I would say balance, but I can't even say balance because there's just so many balls in the air. But I think that you have to be cognizant that you're really reaching all different segments and all different people, like especially underserved people. And also one of the reasons I was brought on is because I really have such a great knowledge of Ellenville and such a great knowledge of Southern Ulster County. And it was funny because there was an event that I didn't go to in Ellenville. It was an NAACP event. And Jen and Essie Lewis, our diversity chief, went to the event. And I guess apparently a lot of Ellenvillians came up to them and were like, you stole Amberlee from us. But I'm just like serving in a greater capacity. But I think just we have to remember that I'm not going to be concentrating on the business owners and the big ticket organizations and like the people who are always in the headlines. We are the people. Like, I'm committed to being accessible to like every person. And I really believe that are just like, I don't want to say our average citizens, like are just like our regular people. I'm a regular person. Like, I just want to connect, you know, at a real level with real people so that they can feel like, wow, my government is actually like working for me. And actually I already did, which is great. I got a call from an Ellenville resident who would come into the paper every Thursday to buy the paper from me. And he said to me, there's a weird camera that got put on 209 and it looks like a license reader and nobody knows what it is. The local government doesn't know why it's there, who put it there, or when. Right. So in my capacity, I was able to contact the DOT, contact somebody, and they were like, ooh, I don't know about that either. I'm going to find out about that for you. I called back the resident. I'm like, we're working on it. I'm trying to find something out for you. We got a little information, but we're waiting to get all of the information. And he was like, you're going to make me think the government works for me. And I was like, I want you to think that, you know? It's an ideal way to look at it, but I am who I am. So that's all I can be.
We were talking to the new Assistant Deputy County Executive, Amberlee Jane Campbell, former publisher of the Chequamegon Journal. Amberlee, before we go, is there anything else we have not touched on you want folks to know about?
I just want to thank you for having me on. I really appreciate the time. And I've always been the kind of person that wants to serve the people. And I'm just going to keep doing it.
In Liberty, I'm Patrice Robayo for Radio Catskill.